إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، last week, brothers and sisters in Islam, we began talking about أشراط الساعة. We began talking about the signs of the hour. And we mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jalla says in his book, فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً أَنْ تَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ أَشْرَاطُهَا. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, do they wait for anything except the hour? Do they wait for anything except the hour? And that hour is going to come to them all of a sudden. And already its signs have come to you. And last week, to correct something that we said, not to confuse the people, we'd like to make a correction of something that we said that was wrong last week. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا أو نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا أو نسينا أو أخطأنا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to say, oh, our Lord, don't punish us if we forget or make a mistake. And we said that for every 105 children that are born that are male or that are female, there are 105 females for every 100 children that are male. And what we wanted to say was that the ratio or the percentage of every male child born in America is 5 to 1 for the girls. 5 to 1 for the girls and the boys, meaning there are 5 for girls for every 1 boy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Today, inshallah, we'd like to continue with some of the minor signs of the hour. And we have a hadith from Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, pertaining to the sign of the hour, pertaining to those things that we see in front of us, pertaining to the things that if we were to open this door right now, we would find it right in front of us when we step out of this door. Right now. If we were to turn on the TV, we would see it. If we were to open up the newspapers, we will see it. If we were to open up the magazines, we will see this sign right in front of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-musta'an. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is as-sadiq, and he's al-mastuq. He is the one who is extremely truthful, and he is the one that has to be believed as being truthful. He is the one who is truthful, and he is the one who has to be believed in being truthful. That you must believe that the signs that the Prophet is talking about are real. That the signs that the Prophet has mentioned to us are real. And that whatever he says is true. Like we said last week, some of those signs have not come. Some will come. Some have happened and will never happen again. Some will happen and discontinue. And then those signs that will continue all the way until Yawm al-Qiyamah. So we must believe that the Prophet is truthful. And we must believe that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one to be believed in. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that there are going to be men. There are going to be a time when there's going to be men who are going to have whips. Whips like the tails of ox. And there are going to be women who are going to be clothed but naked. They are going to be inclined towards the evil, and they're going to make the men inclined towards the evil. And their heads are going to be like the bukht camel, the humps on the bukht camel that leans to one side or another. And they will not enter into Jannah. And they will not smell the fragrance of the Jannah. Even though the fragrance of the Jannah is far reaching from one distance like this, he said, to another distance. And this hadith that is collected by Imam Muslim, brothers and sisters in Islam, we find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us a lot of signs in one narration. The first of those signs are those men that are going to have whips, and they're going to be beating the people with them. They're going to be beating the people with these whips. قَوْمٌ مَعْهُمْ سِيَاتٌ يَضْرِبُونَ كَالْأَذْنَابِ الْبَقَرِ يَضْرِبُونَ بِهَنَّا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said they're going to be men that are going to have whips, and they're going to beat the people with these whips. And those whips are going to be like the tails of ox. Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said that these men that have whips like the tails, the aznab al-baqar, the tails of ox, that are going to whip the people, are the signs of the Muslim government and the non-Muslim government who torture the people. The police officers who take the people, innocent or otherwise, and they have these whips, and they beat the people, torturing them in the jails and otherwise. This is what Imam al-Nawawi said in explaining this hadith, that those people are ghilman wali al-shurta. They are young men who are police officers, the military, the secret police, the KGB, the CIA, those people who are in charge of the affairs of the people, supposing to protect them. Those secret police who take the people and they whip them and they torture them. And these things, brothers and sisters, we don't have to even elaborate on. We know that they exist. We read the newspapers. We look at TV and the news. We listen to the radios. We know from the Muslims who come from other lands that they are Muslims who are being tortured in prisons all throughout the Muslim world. And we know it happens right here in the United States, in these federal prisons, in these state prisons, in these county prisons, in these city jails, that there are people, whether they're Muslims or not, whether they're Muslims or not, are taken into back rooms, taken into underground shelters, underground prisons under the deserts in Muslim countries, concentration camps. And the people, يَضْرِبُونَ بِهَنَّاسِ, they take these whips, the whips that are like أَذْنَاب الْبَقَر, and they whip the people with them, torturing them. This is one of the signs of the hour. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, نِسَاءٌ كَاسِيَاتٌ عَارِيَاتٌ مُمِيلَاتٌ مَائِلَاتٌ رُؤُوسُهُنَّ كَأَسْنِمَةِ الْبُطْءِ كَأَسْنِمَةِ الْإِبْلِ كَأَسْنِمَةِ الْبُخْتِ الْمَائِلَةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and they're going to be women who are kasiyat, aariyat. And Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, he explains kasiyat, clothed, aariyat, naked, four different ways. And the scholars of Islam say all of them are possibilities, with one of them being the strongest in its weightiness of accuracy. The first is that those people, those women, who are kasiyat, their clothes, meaning they're kasiyatun min ni'matillah. كاسياتٌ من نعمة الله. That they are clothed with the grace, with the blessings, with the bounty, with the ni'mah of Allah. They're clothed with the ni'mah of Allah. They're covered with the ni'mah, the grace and the bounty and the rewards of Allah. عَارِيَاتٌ عَنْ شُكْرِهَا. But they're stripped of thanking Allah for those blessings. They're clothed with the blessings of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them intellect. He gives them five senses. He gives them a beautiful shape and a beautiful form. He gives them a husband that takes care of them. They have no complaints with their husband. He doesn't abuse them. He doesn't beat them. He doesn't revile them. He doesn't scorn them. He provides for them. He clothes them and feeds them. He allows them, if he is not able to teach them Islam himself, to go to the masjids and learn Islam. He affords them the opportunity to get all the things that they need to better themselves in the dunya, but they're عَارِيَاتٌ مِن شُكْرِهَا. They are ungrateful of the ni'mah that Allah has clothed them in. This is the first explanation that Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, brings. The second definition of clothed but naked is that those women show a little bit of their beauty. They have their clothes on, literally. But they take their khimar and they push their hair, their khimar back, so that a little bit of their hair can be seen. Or they roll up their sleeves or have short sleeve shirts on, so you can see their forearms. Or they allow their dresses to be above their ankles, which is the way the men should have their salves or their pants. And not below their ankles, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his wife Salama, that at least the dress should cover the tops of their feet. They come outside even though it's hot, and the heat of the hellfire is hotter than this heat. And they expose themselves. Or they allow a little bit of the cleavage, may Allah forgive me for using the word, a little bit of the cleavage of their breast to be seen. They show a little bit of their beauty. They show their neck and their ears and their earrings. And they put on perfume, and they come out among the men. So the second meaning of this hadith, clothed but naked, is that they show a little bit of their bodies, izharan, just a little bit, to show their beauty. And the third meaning of this hadith, that they are clothed but naked, is that they have clothes on, but their clothes are transparent. Their clothes are transparent, so that you can see their skin. You can see parts of their bodies that only their husbands, even their fathers, can't see. Even their fathers have been made haram for their fathers to see. They have clothes that show the size of their bones, because the pants that they wear, or the skirts that they wear, or the dresses that they wear are so tight, they can hardly even walk. And then they sit in front of you, on the subways, and on the buses, after putting on something which is really nothing, and they tried to skimmy down the dress. And then Imam al-Nawawi said, and the fourth meaning is that they are women who, when they come out with nothing on, and they walk in a way so their bodies can be seen. They switch and they sway and they sashay, as they say, so that you can see the forms of their bodies, even when they're clothed. Even when they're fully clothed, and we find the Muslim women doing this, they have on hijab, they have on niqab, they have on jilbab, they have on burqa, everything is covered, eyelashes, teeth, everything is covered, but when they walk in a manner that you can still see them, and they draw attention to themselves. Kasiyatun, ariyatun, clothed but naked. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as one of the signs, mumilatun ma'ilatun, that they are mumilat, they are inclining towards the evil, meaning they are not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have no concern for their hereafter, and they have no concern and put importance on obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they're leaning towards the evil. And then they incite the men and other women to do the evil like them. And one of the scholars of Islam explained this, by saying that they lean towards the men, making them want to come towards them, which is one of the worst of evils, which is zina. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ru'usuhunna ka'asnimatil bukhtil ma'ila," that they have on their heads like the hump of the camels that lean towards the side. And the scholars, they differ on the meaning of this. And one of the meanings of this is that they take their braids in their hair and they gather it away on their head so that it forms like a hump on the middle of their heads on the top, like the hump of a camel. Wal'iyadhu billah. This is one of the signs of the hour. And we find the Muslim women doing the same thing, gathering their hair up to look like the humps of camels on top of their heads. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our wives not try to look like this. And then some of the scholars of Islam, they say that one of the meanings of ru'usuhunna, their heads, ka'aslimatil bukhtil ma'ila, are like the humps of the bukht camel, that they spend a lot of time doing their hair. They have more concern, or a lot of concern, or over concern in going to the beauty parlors or getting their hair done. And then when they do their hair, they make it in a way that looks like a hump. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yadkhulna al-jannah." These women will not go to Jannah. La yadkhulna al-jannah. La yadkhulna al-jannah. They will not go to Jannah. These women who do these things, who are inclined towards the evil and making people come inclined towards them with the evil and have their heads like these camels' humps, they will not go to Jannah. وَلَا يَجِدْنَا رِيحَهَا, and they won't smell the fragrance of the paradise. And I'd like to call your attention, brothers and sisters. There are times when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in his hadith that a person won't smell the fragrance of paradise. And this does not mean that they will not go to paradise. We need to listen to this carefully. There are times when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that such and such or so and so will not smell the fragrance of paradise. This does not mean that they won't go to paradise. This means that when they enter into paradise, that they'll be deprived of smelling the fragrance, but Allah will allow them to go to Jannah. But in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they won't enter Jannah and they won't smell the fragrance. Because some of us, may Allah give it to us, will go to the grave, and after the questioning and answering the questions properly, will smell some of the fragrance of the Jannah in the grave before they go to paradise. But these women who do this will not go to Jannah and they will not smell the fragrance of Jannah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wa inna rihaha masiratun kadha wa kadha. He said that the fragrance of that paradise is from this distance to that, meaning it is so far you can't even understand it. You can't even fathom the distance of the smell of paradise. We are living in the last days, brothers and sisters. We are living in a time where we need to pay attention to the signs of the hour. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us protection from these things that the Prophet has mentioned sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to help us lower our gazes, to help us purify our private parts, to protect us from az-zina with the eyes and the ears and the tongue and the hands and the feet. Wallahu musta'an. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-ameen, nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, wa ba'd. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said, وَمِنْ أَشْرَاطِ السَّاعَةِ أَنْ لَا يُسَلِّمُ الرَّجُلُ عَلَى الرَّجُلِ إِلَّا لِلْمَعْرِفَةِ أو كما قاله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that one of the signs of the hour is that a person will not give the salams to another person except that he knows that person. That a person will not give salams to a person unless he knows that person. Now, unfortunately for us, some of us don't look at what we know today as Muslims. We're not saying that it's haram for you to dress the way you dress. But for those of us who elect, who decide to dress like this, how could it be that a person will walk down the street and not tell that I'm a Muslim? How could it be that a person walk down the street and not tell that I'm a Muslim? Do I not look like I'm a Muslim? The brothers who are dressed like this, don't they look like they're Muslims? How could it be that a woman, when she walks down the street with jilbab and niqab and khimar and hijab, you can see that no other woman dresses like this, and the people go right past her, Muslims, and don't give us salams? They don't give us salams. This is one of the signs of the hour, brothers and sisters in Islam, that people will not give salams except to the people who they know. If they don't know you, then they won't give you the salam. Wallahu musta'an. And it makes enmity and it breeds hatred among the Muslims. Because when you're sitting in the airport, or when you're walking through the mall, or when you're on the subway or the buses, and the person doesn't give you the salam, and you know that they are Muslim, and they can see that you're a Muslim, they see you reading the Mus'haf, or they see you reading some Islamic periodical, and you have the signs, the outward appearance of Islam, then you start to begin to think to yourself, oh, he's not giving me the salams because I'm Egyptian and he's from Pakistan. Oh, he's not giving me the salams because he's from Bangladesh and I'm from Senegal. Oh, she's not giving me the salams because I'm American and she's from Saudi Arabia and they don't like us, they're prejudiced. It causes hatred. It causes enmity among the Muslims. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, if you spread the salams, you will start to love each other. If you see a Muslim, you should be ready, because of the signs of the hour, to yell across the street, no matter what calf is in front of you, As-salamu alaykum! Wa alaykum as-salam! Because you're happy that you're seeing a Muslim. Because there's going to come a time, brothers and sisters, as one of the signs of the hour, that you're not going to see any Muslims. There's going to come a time, as one of the signs of the hour, that you're going to live in a place where you're going to be the only Muslim. May Allah protect you from that. So you should be happy to see the Muslims. And you should be happy to spread the salams. Because spreading the salams will cause you to love each other. It will cause you to love each other. And you will not go to Jannah until you love each other. You will not. And you will not love each other until you spread the salams. So one of the signs of the hour, brothers and sisters in Islam, is a person will not give the salam to a person unless he knows him, or unless she knows her. And also, as one of the signs of the hour, brothers and sisters in Islam, is that the people whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-asaghir, the people who al-asaghir, they were to be the people who become prolific. Al-asaghir are the people who give their opinions without knowledge. They give their opinions on Islam without knowledge. And this is the case nowadays, brothers and sisters. We find fatwa after fatwa, fatwa after fatwa after fatwa, being dispensed and disseminated by people who have no knowledge. People making fatwas, 35 cents, 50 cents, a dollar fatwas, with no knowledge. Saying Allah said, and the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without knowledge. Or saying my opinion is this, and my opinion is that, without knowledge. When at-tahleel, wa-tahreem, haqqallahi wahda, making the halal and making the haram is the right of Allah alone. No one can make the halal or the haram except Allah. But the asaghir are the people who make fatawa, they make legal verdicts and rulings without knowledge. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the asaghir and allow us to be with the kibar ulama, Allow us to be connected to the major scholars of Islam of today before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as one of the other signs of the hour, snatches them away from us by death. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَبَارِكُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصْحَابِهِ وَسَلَّمُ